Next up is Patricia Crown, who almost needs no introduction. She's the Distinguished Professor of Anthropology at UNM, a PhD from Arizona, BA from the University of Pennsylvania, winner of at least a half dozen major awards, most recently the Alfred Kidder Award for Eminence in the Field of Archaeology. We don't get too many eminences here, but we're glad to have Patty. We can kiss her ring when she gives her public talk. When I called her up to offer the prize, she said, Patty, by the way, has written I don't know how many books for us, and led seminar, really important seminars at SAR. She said, "Well, it took you 35 years. What was the delay?" But I said, "Better late than never," and we're absolutely delighted to have her here. The name of her project is "Drinking Practice and Politics in Chaco Canyon, New Mexico."
It is true. The first time I applied for an SAR residential fellowship was in 1984. So that gives you an idea of how hard they are to get. You guys are very lucky. Okay, so my project is on Chacoan cylinder jars that were produced between AD 875 and 1100. There are only 200 known cylinder jars in museums in the US, Chacoan cylinder jars, that is. They occur in about 10 museums. What I have done so far on this project, and those of you who know me and my work know that I've been working on this for about 2 decades, but I've gone and recorded all but 3 of the cylinder jars that are known in the museums, and that includes one here at SAR. I then did a project trying to figure out why some of them seem to have been repainted over time. They have multiple layers of slip and designs that you can see through the latest slip. Some of them were plastered and probably had colorful designs on them that you couldn't fire into them. And that was really a study of renewal of the vessels over time, so they seem to have had designs scrubbed off them and then new designs put on them over time. Then I wanted to know how the vessels were being used, and I got involved in an organic residue analysis study with a nutritional chemist at the Hershey Company in Pennsylvania. You may have heard of that. And we discovered that there were residues of cacao and residues probably of holly, Ilex vomitoria, which was used for black drink in the Southeast. And then I wanted to know more about how the vessels were discarded, because most of the 200 vessels occur in Pueblo Bonito, and most of those occur in one room in Pueblo Bonito, room 28. And so I applied to the Park Service to reopen the room, re-excavated it with UNM in 2013, and have just finished a book on the results of that excavation. But it told us a lot about how the vessels were ultimately terminated and destroyed in about 1100. So all of those projects together combine into the need for a book. Colleagues keep telling me that they'd like to see a book on the cylinder jars. So beyond the context, the use, the production, the exchange that's involved, I will be looking at drinking activity. Social drinking is important in every culture in the world. And I will be trying to understand more about social drinking practices in Chaco Canyon and how the cylinder jars were used for that. And I'm going to stop here because I will be talking about this again in 2 weeks, and I hope to see some of you here then. Thank you.